One of the Democratic candidates for governor is scoffing at the positive tone struck by Republican Governor Bruce Rauner in this week's State of the State message. State Senator Daniel Biss of Evanston says Rauner's speech appears to be given by someone who does not appear to have been paying attention to state government. Biss says Rauner acted as though there was no two-year budget impasse and as though people are not leaving the state of Illinois.
Acted as though everything was fine. What we need is a reset. What we need is a state government that actually works, and a state government that works for ordinary people in Illinois who have been left behind for way too long.
State Representative Dan Brady says that this will be another difficult year to find consensus on a budget. It is an election year, and the Democrats, he posits, will not want to give Governor Rauner any sort of achievement at all with which to use in a campaign. So the negotiating will have to be among the rank and file in the House and Senate leadership. What is your take on that dynamic?
Well, unfortunately, the tradition has been that during election years, not a lot gets done. I don't think we can afford that. The people of Illinois are hurting. People have been left behind by a state government that's only working for a few, only working for the wealthy, only working for the connected. And it's time for us to get past that. I'm running for governor so that next year we'll have a governor who's on the side of ordinary people. But I'm not prepared to wait that long. And I intend to spend this legislative session doing my best to shake us loose from this inaction and finally get the state government working for people again.
We've talked a little bit about the budget situation. One key element of that is the pension system unfunded obligation. The courts have spent the last several years closing off some options for lawmakers. Lawmakers have passed a variety of measures that water down pension systems for new employees. That leaves the unfunded liability still largely intact for current employees. What do you suggest is a legal way to deal with that?
Well, I'm glad you said legal, because I think there are still some people in Springfield who would want to act as though the Supreme Court hasn't said what it said. But that's an irresponsible way to act, and I think that we ought to take the Supreme Court seriously and understand that pensions are a promise. Now, that means we've got to fund the pension systems properly every year, not sometimes, not just when it's politically convenient, not just when we're avoiding a recession, but every single year. By the way, there's one pension system in the state of Illinois called the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund. That pension system's in good shape because every single year the employers make the required payment. So we have to institutionalize that, make the payment now on the front end so that we can provide the promised benefits, and make the bold changes needed to our tax system so we can actually afford it in a way that allows us to also afford the kind of public services that the people of Illinois need. It's doable. The money's there if we are willing to have the guts to tax the people who have been funding the campaigns and have been far too powerful for far too long. It's time for us to finally build a tax system for a modern economy.
Yeah, short of a tax system, what are some other ways to chip away at it you've suggested? You've suggested consolidating pension systems.
Well, that's a great example. There are over 600 pension systems here in the state of Illinois. That's the second largest of any state in the union. Bloomington's got two, one for firefighters, one for police officers, so does Normal, so does almost every other community in the entire state. Almost no other state does it that way, and as a result, we have tremendous inefficiencies and lower investment returns and, to be honest, opportunities for corruption as well. If we were to consolidate those, you wouldn't touch anyone's benefit. There would be nothing in it that would be not only unconstitutional, but equally importantly, nothing that would be unfair or that would anyone could object to, and it would save significant dollars. And that's the path that we ought to be pursuing. Ways to make the pension payments affordable, that are constitutional, that are fair, and that don't take away promised benefits.
How much extra money could be derived to go toward the unfunded liability from consolidation in the efficiencies that you're saying could be created?
Well, for that specific example around consolidation of fire and police pension funds, obviously there's a transition period, but in the out years it would be first tens and eventually hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
State Senator Daniel Biss, running for the Democratic nomination for governor. Biss stopped again in the Twin Cities to meet with ISU College Democrats, a constituency he says is very important not only to the future of the Democratic Party, but particularly needed in this election year. This is Sound Ideas.